shows your support for Hemispheres, KGNU, and you also get part of the drawing to the Telluride Bluegrass Festival and the Sonic Bloom Festival. So please call 303-449-4885.
It is 7 o'clock. We want to thank everyone for their support for this program and for all the programming at KGNU. I've been your host, along with Jim Nelson, here on KGNU's Hemispheres that you can hear every Tuesday at 6 o'clock, right here, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Next up, it's Cabaret.
And I'm going to give a big shout-out, thank you, to the Hemispheres crew here on KGNU tonight. Like they said, you are listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. My name is Iris Berkeley, and I want to welcome you to the KGNU Cabaret, your live local musical showcase. We're here every Tuesday from 7 to 8, bringing you the best in local talent here in our home studio in Boulder. And tonight, our special guests are the gentlemen of Boulder's own Augustus. These guys have been around since 2013, and since those humble acoustic beginnings, they've released a steady stream of critically acclaimed music and toured all over the place, including an appearance at South by Southwest in 2017. They'll be playing coming up dates this spring at Oscar Blues in Boulder, as well as an album release at the Fox in May. But in advance of these dates, we were kind enough to have them come in and drop by tonight. Thank you so much, guys. Without further ado, Augustus.
Pages get torn out, a night on the lam. Follow it back, but it's lost. Don't know who you are, your cost. Yeah, you're dangling for your own good. Fill in the blanks, but it's gone. No way you are, you're gone. Yeah, you're turning shadows long on your face. Follow the blood on the tracks. Don't know how you thought you could last. Yeah, you're dead. Thank you. not on the lamb, not on the lamb, not on the lamb, not on the lamb.
You are listening to Augustus here live, appearing in the KGNU Cabaret Studio. I want to give a big thanks to these guys for joining us here tonight, particularly as we enter the home stretch of our spring fun drive, where we're bringing you media that matters, music that inspires. I don't want to take too much time away from these guys because it's so nice in here right now, but I do want to let you know that if you like what you hear, we have a great group of phone volunteers waiting to take your support call. The number is 303-449-4885. That's 303-449-4885. Or just visit kgnu.org. We've got some really great thank you gifts for your support, including a couple of really cool Augustus t-shirts up for grabs, plus a pair of tickets to their headline show at the Fox on May 8th. But I'll let our fun phone folks tell you more about that. In the meantime, gentlemen, I'm going to let you all introduce yourselves, if you don't mind, your name and what you are playing, and a little bit about that song that we just heard.
Hi, I'm Colin. I sing and play guitar and write songs in this band.
My name's Jim, and I sing and play guitar as well. And we got Ryan Healy on the drums and Mr. Robert Stragnell on the bass guitar.
And let us know a little bit about what you opened up with tonight, if you don't mind.
That one's called Night on the Lam, and it's just about a night that got away from me.
Does what it says on the tin, right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm not going to elaborate. That's all I got.
You bring up an interesting question, though. Like, I'm going to hit you then with the songwriting process, Colin, that question. You tell us a little bit about how those ideas, because you are the primary songwriter for the band, right?
So you want to know what my songwriting process
Indeed
is?
Indeed, I do.
Oh, okay. I'm not very good at answering this one. I'm a by any means necessary. I try lots of things. Sometimes the lyrics, sometimes the guitar part. But you need something initially, and then I'll try and work with whatever I have. But, you know, that one, I started writing lyrics, and eventually the riff came. It kind of all came together, I would say. So sometimes you get lucky and you get both. But sometimes you need to, you have a guitar part forever, and you know, you play it all the time, and then eventually one day you finally have something that you want to say with it. So that's the abridged version.
That was abridged.
The radio friendly version. Awesome, guys. You want to let us know what we're going to hear next?
Yeah, we're going to do a song called Atención.
Myself on the hands of dancing bad, just in case it gets away. You need a camera to make it safe. Don't be nervous, it's just the dark. You build up higher just to fill it up. Just to fill it up. Ooh. Ooh. You look just beside yourself.
We're going to do a song called Apple Trees right now. We'll be right back.
Thank you so much, guys. You are listening to Augustus live in the Cabaret Studio here on KGNU. Time is about 7:17. Gentlemen, tell us a little bit about that pair of songs we just heard.
First one was called Tension, and Colin wrote that a while back. We did a record release at the Fox last fall, and not two falls ago, I guess. And that song was floating around at that time, and we had been touring a bunch that year and playing that a bunch, and that was one of the first songs of this whole new kind of crop of tunes to come. All the stuff we, I think, played tonight is all kind of off the new record that we're putting out here in May, and yeah, that was one of the earlier ones. And then the last one, Apple Trees, is kind of a mid or later into the fold of songs for this record.
You know, I got written on a couch, a late night on the couch.
Now the songwriting process is coming out.
Yeah.
it's not just any couch, though. It's this very specific couch.
A very special couch.
Oh, yeah. It has things.
Things.
Oh, yeah.
Songwriting.
Things. Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. All right. Leaving the couch behind for just a minute, that we may return to the couch. You mentioned album release. You've actually got an album release coming up real soon. Now, tell us about the new record.
That's right. So we're putting a record out on May 8th, and we're doing a fun show at the Fox Theater with some good friends of ours. Ben Hanna, who's a local Boulder songwriter. We got Boot Gun, who's good friends of ours, kind of a rowdy rock outfit down in Denver. And then the Beeves as well, who are also good friends of ours and kind of call various places home, but sort of started in Erie, if I'm correct, and then here in Denver, and definitely a front range band. And we're just stoked to share the stage with them. They wanted to play with us. We asked them, and we were honored that they wanted to do it. So it's May 8th. It's at the Fox Theater.
Awesome.
We put out a couple singles already. They're floating around on the inter-spheres.
Yeah.
And
how do listeners find you on
those
inter-spheres?
We're in all the spheres, and particularly on the Spotify and Apple Music would be the probably most common ways people could check it out. And I imagine there's other spots, but those would be the
all
two
right.
big ones.
You got a website?
We're at augustus.live.
Awesome.
We're on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all the places.
All the spheres. Excellent. And if you want to see this concert, we are in luck because we've got a pair of tickets that we can give you as a thank you gift as part of our spring fun drive. If you have not yet had the chance to show your support, because we've been talking about this for a few days now, and if you've been holding out, like, waiting for the perfect time, this might be the perfect time.
Now is the perfect time.
Now is the time. Not only do we have the nicest people on the planet sitting on the phones waiting to take your call at 303-449-4885, we have, as we said, some really awesome thank you gifts for your support. Starting at the $60 level, a bunch of wonderful things I'll let the phone folks tell you about. But apropos to the gentleman in the studio tonight, we've got a couple of gorgeous Augustus t-shirts up for grabs. I kind of want one myself. Plus a pair of tickets to that headline show that we were talking about. Fox Theater, Friday, May 8th. You'll want to call real soon before those are gone, because I'm thinking those are gone fast.
Yeah, there's a switchboard in here that we can see, and it's just lighting up like crazy. So make sure that you also, if you so choose, light
call
up that
now.
Switchboard. Yes.
Operators are standing by and all that good stuff. Like we said, 303-449-4885 or visit kgnu.org right now to show your support for KGNU Community Radio that matters and this awesome band we've got live in the studio here tonight. But in the meantime, what are we going to hear from you guys?
You're going to hear this song called Be Your Man. So here we go, team.
This is the first thing we put out in December.
Brothers, these are questions. sign up for another one, then run off to Italia. The Adriatic winter sun, sparklers and way too drunk. Wanna be your man. So I can make those movie dollars, but I struggle with the sentence. I do not care for dialogue. Oh, when extraordinaire, the drama's filling up. You struggle with the monologue that I'd shamelessly share with everyone. Sign up for another one, then run off to Italia. The Adriatic wind. Sun, sparklers and way too drunk. Wanna be your man when I grow up. Wanna be your man.
Thanks so much. We're going to do a song called Kick Your Doors Down. And Colin's going to change his guitar here, so I'm going to fill in and say some inspiring words. This song is about it's about a lot of things. It's about kicking doors down. It's about trying to do things for a long time and feeling like maybe you're just not getting there. Maybe things just aren't happening. And maybe we're going to start kicking doors down, you know? Not we in the sense of us, but we in the general we, you know? So it is called that, Kick Your Doors Down, and it will be our next single coming out here in, I don't know, maybe 5 weeks or so. And, you know, now that I'm talking at this length, we recognize that this song might not have been appropriate for the two-song middle section here. But I think that we're doing a really good job here, you and us as kind of performers and you as listeners here, so...
And y'all, I've got the best seat in the house right here. I wish y'all could see what I'm seeing, but you can hear what I'm hearing, and we are all right here in this room together.
We're all in together.
Ladies and gentlemen, Augustus, here in the studio live, KG and you.
Only talk about bad news. You gotta do something with worry blues that makes you tired. Watching me go dark. Tell me to stop when it starts to burn. Think to yourself one day you learn. You can't fix stupid. No, you're only human. not a bad habit, it's just an act of my mind. It wanders, broken from the stack. I'll make the gig your doors now. Hurricane wind and hail. LGB and tall tales. Waiting on the waves to crash against the rocks. Waiting on the waves to crash against the rocks.
Listening to Augustus live in the Cabaret studio here on KGNU. It is about 7:30, so we've still got a lot of great tunes from these guys coming up ahead. I want to ask you to talk into that, because I think you hit that introduction just perfectly into that last song.
I was actually auditioning to be part of the KGNU staff.
You're in.
How'd I do? Did I do all right?
You're in. Yeah, tomorrow morning, show up. Okay. 9 o'clock. We got this.
Nine. That's an early. It's an early one.
Gotta live the dream, man.
Yeah, yeah.
But wanted to take that back. Like actually two songs. Cause Be Your Man. That's kind of a different treatment than the single version of that song, like just a little bit. And that's, that's the fun thing about live music. Wanted to ask you a little bit about that song, but then also, am I right? You're playing in the next couple of days live, right, as well?
Yeah, we're playing Frozen Dead Guy Days.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we're excited.
All right. So if anybody wants to see Augustus even before this Fox Theater show, you do have your chance. It's Sunday? Is that when you're...
Sunday, yeah. It, 12:30.
Sunday, 12:30.
Yeah, Sunday, 12:30.
Sunday. But yeah, you have anything to share about that first song in that pair?
Which one was that first song?
Beer Man.
Oh, so I do actually have an interesting tidbit here. We, in addition to all the other spheres that I had spoken about that you can find Augustus, we have a Patreon campaign, and it's basically a really cool kind of behind the scenes sort of thing that people can check out, and we do. And every month we put out a new song that doesn't go on Spotify, doesn't go on Apple Music. Yes. It's sort of like our demos or our live tracks or all kinds of... Any kind of acoustic versions we've ever done. Excellent. Stuff that we don't release to the general public, but it's basically for like inside use that we kind of listen to. But once a month, we'll pick one of those tunes and we'll put it out to like a kind of a select group of people who kind of check us out on Patreon. And just today, Colin put the demo version of that song out.
Oh,
and he wrote
right.
this very beautiful description about it. And I honestly couldn't do it justice. But if anyone is interested, that thing exists and they're welcome to... stumble upon it.
We'll find you on the spheres.
Yeah.
Excellent. I did want to ask, I mean, y'all are closing in on, not quite, but you're getting close to a decade as a band.
Oh my goodness.
In one form or another. Can you tell us a little bit, you know, just about the evolution of y'all's sound?
It's a combination of sadness and betrayal and depression and... it's true. I mean, we started in kind of late 2013, early 2014, and we did, I don't know if we did a session in here with our original trio, but we were banjo, acoustic guitar, cello.
Awesome.
That was the very first incarnation, and I was playing drums with my feet for a little while, and Colin started transitioning to electric guitar. Our cellist decided to move in a different direction amicably. We brought Rob in on bass. We brought Ryan in on drums.
And this is the touring core, right?
This is the touring core, yeah.
Now, you guys went on like a crazy number of dates in 2018, am I right? You were on the road for a long, long time.
Yeah, I believe that's true. We did a lot of dates. Is that the year we went to Montreal?
Yes.
We went to Montreal.
Nice.
So we could say we're an internationally touring band.
Internationally touring band.
Yeah.
All right. As an internationally touring band, what's it like to, you know, come home, play in your local places, play for your friends, family, all that good stuff?
I mean, you know, the stadiums on the road that we play at are like, you know, they sound fun, right? It sounds like great. Like, oh my God, they get to play to 30,000 people. How amazing. But let me just say, it's not all it's cracked up to be. And we just like coming home and playing to like... 8, 9, 10 people, you know, that's really like, that's our bread and butter, I'd say.
You got more than 8, 9, 10 people. I guarantee you've got more than that listening to you right now.
How many people are in this building right now?
There's definitely more than 8 or 9 people in this building right now. There's almost that many of us in this room right now.
Nice.
But for all of you who are out there listening online, on the air, on our AM, on our FM, wherever you might be, this is a time to show these guys your support. I mean, they're bringing the party. They're starting the party on Tuesday night. We've got a great Tuesday night lineup, starting with Cabaret. Here for you all night long. I mean, our joy is to bring you joy. And if, especially, you know, things are a little weird right now, not going to lie, but if KGNU brings you joy, if KGNU is part of the soundtrack of your life, please become a member right now. Join thousands of other music lovers across the Front Range and around the world. Member-supported radio means that you, our listener, are our station's financial lifeblood. You provide more than 70% of the funding for this station. Everything from, you know, keeping the lights on to bringing bands like Augustus into the studio. So if you love what you listen to on KGNU, call right now, 303-449-4885. Plus, we've still got some good prizes. It is a little unclear to me yet whether these concert tickets are snapped up yet. I believe they might be. But give the phone folks a call. They will point you in the direction of all the great thank you gifts. Gotta say, music always sounds better when you know that you are a part of it, when you know that you are a part of supporting it. So thank you in advance, 303-449-4885, or go online, donate securely at kgnu.org. But back to the music. What are we going to hear from y'all next?
Good old Million Pieces. Here we go.
I did my best to pick you up. I'll be honest, I couldn't find them all. Shining pieces on the ground. Coming up right, I feel sometimes that I could make it. Isn't it? I did my best to pick you up. Now I'm riding broken mirrors, stained glass windows occupied.
Zagestas here in the KGNU Cabaret Studio. It's a few minutes shy of 7:45 here on a Tuesday. Like I said, Augustus has joined us here. Colin Kelly, songwriter and vocalist, guitarist Jim Herlihy, guitar and backing vocals, Ryan Healy on drums, and bass Rob Stagnell. Pleasure having you guys here tonight. Hey,
thank you so much for having us and being here and hosting us. This is excellent.
Let us tell us a little bit about what we just heard.
So that song was called Life Can't Be Better Without You, or Lifeys, as we call it in the band. And Colin wrote the song, so he can tell you what it's about. But I wanted to just say real quick that this was one of those songs. I walked into Colin's house, and he was sitting on that couch that I was telling you about, the famous couch. And he was on that couch, and he's like, hey, I wrote this. And he played it. And like, for me, most songs take a while to come around. I'm not one. Every now and again, a song will kind of grab me, like this Vampire Weekend song that we heard on tour one time and became obsessed with, like, immediately. But most songs, even if songs I really like, take me a while. And that one, for whatever reason, was like, right away, I was like, "That I love that. Let's do that right now. I want to learn it right this second." You know, so it got me right away, and I really, you know, still love the song.
Now I'm dying to know what that Vampire Weekend song was. But...
Oh, it's Sunflower.
Oh yeah, all right. I get that.
Yeah.
nice. We got a little bit more time left. I would be remiss because you all were setting up and you were telling me about Candaid, and I'm just gonna have you explain that because otherwise I'm gonna
We'll do a quick thing here. Candaid is a nonprofit organization that donates instruments to schools all around the country, and what they do is they sponsor touring bands to kind of team up and help deliver these instruments to the schools. So
nice.
The Candaid organization receives funds. They procure instruments. They set up where schools kind of figure out who needs them. They deliver them to the schools. Then we show up on tour, and they have like an assembly. We'll show up, give these instruments to these kids. We'll play a couple songs for them. We'll talk about the virtues of being a touring musician and how amazing it is, and answer questions. And then we leave, and they get thousands of dollars worth of instruments for their music program. And you know, I think I can speak for all of us. It's one of the more fun things we get to do as musicians.
Nice.
So.
Very fun.
Yeah, yeah. And clearly you are a band who does good because, and this is the fun part about Spring Fun Drive is like people burst in here and hand me little slips of paper. And this slip of paper says three important things I'm going to say. First off, Rob, this one's for you. Bill in Ashland called in to pledge his support and he says that he is loving the bass sound. So big ups to you, dude.
All right.
Thank you, Bill, for supporting us.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Also, two good pieces of news. One, we have beat our show fundraising goal because clearly y'all are that awesome.
Whoop, whoop.
But mainly, I think because people like Bill and Ashland, who aren't local, have called their support, those tickets are still available. So all y'all out there in Radioland, in Internet Radioland, wherever you happen to be, it is not too late to hear this amazing band play live here in Boulder at the Fabulous Fox Theater. That is... Yeah, it's a pair of tickets to their headline album release show, Fox Theater, Friday, May 8th. All you got to do is call 303-449-4885, and all sorts of good things will happen. You'll get those tickets, you'll make all of us real happy, and you will continue to support your community radio station, bringing you media that matters and music that inspires. We got a little bit more than 10 minutes left. Gentlemen, I don't want to take too much time away from you because I think you still got a few more songs up lined up for us, right?
Yeah, we're going to crank two quick and then we'll say bye and we'll go out on the last one. How's that sound? If there's time for that.
Perfect.
Unless we want to skip this one for now. Which one's
next? I'll just do it.
Okay.
Hang on. Wrong key.
The first time it's been a long time. I'm by me, you to return just to haunt me? Why must you return just to haunt me? Comments you've been dropping just to mock me.
Lights out.
It's just waves of the mirror. Is it you? It fears it blew all of my mind. It burned my life down. How will I know it is you in a blackout?
You've been sharing this last hour with us live here in the KGNU Cabaret studio with Boulder's own Augustus. On tonight's edition of Cabaret, we are here every week, Tuesday, live in the studio, 7 to 8 p.m. My name is Iris Berkeley. I've been your host this week, but I am here to introduce these fabulous gentlemen. I know you're going to send us off with one more song.
That's right.
For that, you want to introduce yourselves one last time?
Sure. We got Ryan Healy on the drums. We got Rob Stragnell on the bass. Getting shout-outs from North Carolina, if I'm certain. Oregon. Oh, maybe. Colin Kelly.
Jim Herlihy.
My name is Jim Herlihy.
On the guitar.
And you're Iris.
And I'm Iris.
And that's George in the...
Thanks, George.
Yeah.
All the people here working super hard.
Yeah.
We really appreciate y'all having us and inviting us here to your lovely studio. So thank you so very much.
It has been such a pleasure having you. And yeah, I want to give a big thanks to George and Brian for their amazing engineering work tonight. Props as well to Seven for helping out behind the scenes. And I would be remiss if I did not give a shout out to Brian and Rachel, who called in and pledged their support to KGNU.
You rock, Brian and Rachel.
Yeah, right? Right as the show was starting up, right between hemispheres. And now, stay tuned at 8 o'clock for Corriente. That is music from all over Latin America with your host, Danielle. Like I said, if you haven't called in yet, to give your support to great music like these guys, Augustus, and all the bands we feature on the KGNU Cabaret, it is not too late. It is never too late. 303-449-4885 or visit kgnu.org right now. And what shall we send our listening audience off with tonight?
It's a song called Tunnel. It's off our new record, and we'll go out on this one here.
Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Look for
Escucha mi lamento.
El lamento cumbiambero.
Y yo soy el cumbiambero de la sala y el lamento.
El lamento cumbiambero.
Ay.
Tuned into KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. This is KGNU's Corriente.
Menos pensada. Como las latitudes, somos la recta atravesada. Viento erosiona la piedra, agua moldea el cauce. Dulce tu canto reúne todos los nombres del aire. Aire.